Now, very, very interesting. There's a lot out at the moment about Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill said, "We shape our buildings and afterwards our buildings shape us." And at the time he was talking about the House of Commons. Well, the way we use space, offices, roads, your house, public spaces, all affect our well-being. When there's more of a community, we tend to have less litter, less vandalism and less crime. Lily Bernheimer is an environmental... Bernheimer. So sorry, I've got the wrong glasses on. Is an environmental psychologist and she's looked into how our surroundings influence our behaviour. Why we love old ruins and prefer bendy roads rather than the long straight roads that you find in America. And I'm really pleased to say Lily joins us on the afternoon show. Lily, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me in today, Jo.
To be discreet, you're not allowed to answer this, but I just took Lily for a tour of where we are here. And I will say this to you. So where we are a conversion here. And if you go into the old broadcasting house, it's like a ship. It's like a galleon sailing forth. It's wood and concrete and history. And then we've got this wing, you know, which even when you walk, you can look, you listen to my shoe. Listen, anyone at home can hear this. It's just plyboard. This is meant to be modern. This is state of the art. So what are we doing to ourselves? I'll give you a chance to answer. What are we doing to ourselves?
Well, I think we were chatting just a minute before and I was saying the problem is a lot of the things that people kind of put forward in the name of progress, it's not, sometimes they're not even cost saving. It's just sort of the latest fad, you know, a new pair of shoes. First it's wedges, now it's stilettos, just kind of following the latest trend. So you have an open plan office here, I see. Is it hot desking as well? Do you have to jump around? Right?
Yes.
That's all.
So you
can
never have a personal call.
Of course.
Maybe that's why, because everyone can hear everything.
Well, there was sort of this big enthusiasm, this idea that open plan and hot desking was going to mean that you could have better communication, people will be together all the time. And unfortunately, the research really doesn't show that at all. It shows that sometimes people are even talking to each other less in open plan offices because they don't have any privacy to have that conversation. And they're so overwhelmed by being in other people's space all the time. The top two things that bother people about offices are poor acoustical quality and not having enough personal space. Mm. And that's a perfect storm with hot desking, open plan office. But you would think in radio there would be an appreciation for acoustics. Mm.
And we're just all glass here,
yeah,
which, you know, anyone would know is not going to be soundproof.
Right.
Let's just talk, though. What I love about your book, I mean, Alan de Botton, I don't know if you heard of Alan de Botton.
Yes, I have.
So
yes.
He, you know, he writes about architecture and he says that we should all, I'm simplifying what he said, but he came on the show talking about we should all live with beauty. As human beings, we have to. Mm-hmm. And it does not mean that you buy a house with a massive capability brown landscape garden or that you put the, you know, Da Vinci paintings on the wall. Just get yourself a one rose and put it in a vase. Do something, just something beautiful, a picture that your child has painted or something. And you're nodding that we seek out beauty. It helps us to thrive, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And yet we seem to make massive mistakes. So if we look at our own personal homes, what, you know, there's the Scandinavian way of having light, there's a Victorian way of we're all living in little boroughs, you know. Is there a right or a wrong? Is there a sort of a code that we should stick to?
I think it's good to try to get away from the idea of right and wrong. Once again, just as we saw with offices, you know, there's one trend, there's another trend. Same thing with houses. So it used to be, yes, the little Victorian, the ideal of having your own home, even if it's a row with all these other homes. And then the modernists came in and they said, oh, we've got much more efficient ways of doing things. We're going to build these big, tall skyscrapers. And so that will bring in more light. And then people will have more room for green space. And that all sounded really good. But it actually didn't play out very well in terms of making cities where there were engaging activities going on. Then we had the suburban ideal. Once again, light, open space, green, fresh spaces, it all sounds really good. But when you sort of just build everything up behind this one design ideal, we tend to find that it often doesn't play out the way people think it's going to. So I think that certain things, obviously having some kind of what we call biophilic influences. Biophilia. So it literally means love of nature, basically. But it refers to the human attraction for the natural world. And going back to, you mentioned Winston Churchill's quote, he said, "We shape our buildings, then they shape us." But before buildings, we were shaped by the elements and environments of our natural habitats. So what researchers have found is that the things that tend to support our well-being best in the built environment go back to the things that would have supported our well-being in natural environments. So we like water because water was a source of nourishment, both in terms of needing to drink water, but also fish, you know, all sorts of things that we might eat. We like trees because those were a source of shelter. When we look at what supports our well-being in living environments, you know, people love to live in places that have a view of the ocean. Why is that so? Why
water, do you think? Yes. The sea, definitely, yeah, to look out at sea, which is, you're quite right, is weird because it's the fourth wall and often there's not anything happening on it.
Right, right. It's not, I mean, it's nice to look at, but people will pay huge amounts to live in a house with a view of water versus one that doesn't.
Yeah.
I think if there's one thing you can think about with a house or a workspace that you might be able to change, lighting is a really good one to think about. Natural lighting is obviously important, but beyond that, we tend to have, you know, just one light up in the ceiling. That means it's the same quality of light, the same intensity all day long. That's not natural for us. We would have had the sun moving over the sky, lighter, darker, different types of day. So if you have lamps, if you have windows, you can kind of vary the lighting source and intensity. That feels a little bit more sort of natural to us.